You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The tech industry is kind of every industry at this point, including the financial industry, which is why the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is starting to pay a lot more attention to tech companies. From PayPal to Apple Pay to Meta's digital currency, the agency set up to rein in the big banks is now calling out big tech. Last month, it asked online payment processors for more information on how they're operating. I went to the CFPB's offices just across the street from the White House and asked the new director, Rohit Chopra, if he felt like his agency was adequately equipped to take on these big companies.
Well, we have always been outnumbered by entities that we oversee. Whether it's big firms in Silicon Valley or on Wall Street, some of their compliance departments are probably bigger than the entire CFPB. But these are issues that are going to shape the future of not just payments, but the entire financial system. And so I don't subscribe to the view that we should shy away from it. It's going to require us to deeply understand how the technology works and, again, what tools we have to stop harms to people.
What are some of the early actions that you can take as director that you think will actually make a difference that consumers can feel?
Part of it is making sure that algorithms are not reinforcing discrimination. So we are charged here with enforcing key anti-discrimination laws when it comes to banking and lending. And I am concerned that a lot of the algorithms and mass data collection that happens in our day-to-day lives is essentially reinforcing the structural discrimination that has long existed. That's one thing. I think another piece of this is there's lots of ways in which data is being collected about us that is misused and abused.
You have already, through your work at the FTC and in other places, there have been fines against these big companies, but they are so large that it doesn't really make a dent on their balance sheet. What sorts of enforcement actions actually will matter to these companies?
It really depends on what took place. We often see this. There are many, even in the financial industry, there are many incidents of firms violating the law over and over and over and over again. In many cases, there has to be a question of, you know, should they really be allowed to stay in business unless there are massive governance changes? Several years ago, the Federal Reserve Board actually told Wells Fargo, you can't grow your assets. We're hitting pause on this. I think that had a lot more impact than, you know, let's say some fine.
Rohit Chopra is the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Tomorrow, the tech industry says it does want to be regulated, but how exactly? That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.